Welcome to Did We Just Become Best Friends? I'm your host, Lydia Stutzman, and I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. This is my passion project and a place where I love to interview people that inspire me. And sometimes they are just random people I see on socials and then I reach out and they agree to be on the show. Most times my guests are people that I am genuinely fascinated by, and I just have a curiosity for how other people live their best, most successful, most inspirational lives. And so thanks for tuning in. Let's get into this week's episode. Well, hello to everybody. Thank you so much for listening in this bonus content episode. I am on vacation. Yes, I'm on vacation again, and I am in Cocoa Beach. So for those of you who don't know me, I absolutely love coming here. I have been vacationing here since I was a kid, and it was a tradition that my dad started years and years ago. So my dad was a fan of the timeshare, and he had several timeshares. And every summer, we would spend 2 to 3 weeks consecutively here. I didn't always come for that amount of time. But as I got older, and then when I was able to drive, and then I had my own family, we started joining the summer vacations here. And then a few years before my dad passed away, he actually gave me the one timeshare that I own at the resort on Cocoa Beach. So that is a flexible week I can book anytime. And because I am a teacher, it gives me that extra flexibility to come vacation here whenever I want to. So I normally book that for about a week or two after I get out of school, and it's something I really look forward to. And the funny thing is about Cocoa Beach, it's not crystal clear water. It is not white sand, but it is a very broad beach, especially at low tide. It's around, if you take Patrick's Air Force Base, just to give you perspective, the north end of Patrick Air Force Base, when that starts, there's about 3.1 miles between there, which would be considered going into Melbourne and Satellite Beach area, and then about 3.1 miles of beach up to Cocoa. Then you head into Cape Canaveral and Titusville and, you know, up by the Space Center. So long story short, I have been vacationing here for a very long time, but the beach itself is very broad and it's firm. So when I go out in the morning and I have my beach walks, it is a very firm sand. You can wear sneakers and you don't sink into it, or if you're barefoot, you don't sink into it. In Fort Lauderdale, where I am from, there's a lot of shells and very gritty sand that's a little harder on the feet. And it's not as easy to walk on. So if I do beach walks down home, I'm on the sidewalk, not the actual sand. So it is a place that is a very small surf town. It's everything you've seen in the movies and on TV regarding like having surf competitions. And I Dream of Jeannie was, you know, set in Cocoa Beach because Larry Hagman's character was an astronaut. So anyway, I have an affinity for it because it was someplace my dad started going and taking us when I was a kid. So if that's what you know and you start to love and then you have an emotional and a sentimental attachment to it, then you start creating those traditions and carrying those on. So anyway, we come. I have 2 weeks a year. So last year on my birthday, after COVID, when we went through that time where everybody was at home and we were getting very depressed, and everybody was cooped up and the beach is finally opened, it was like, get me out to the beach. And I think a lot of people, obviously, there was restrictions on international travel. The cruise lines weren't open. So where did everybody go? Airbnbs or beach homes or beach condos that were for rent. So last year, my husband bought me for my birthday, which I just celebrated my 49th birthday on July 10th. Today I'm recording, it's July 17th, but on my birthday last year, my husband asked me if he could buy me a timeshare so I could have another week in Cocoa Beach. And I thought about it a little bit and I was like, well, how much is it going to cost? Because, you know, is it a wise decision? People always say timeshares are a scam or a big fat waste of money. Well, I have to tell you, the resort on Cocoa Beach where I stay that my dad gave me is a 2-bedroom condo with an ocean view. It is a beautiful resort. And the maintenance is not that much. You could not find a week vacation on a beach for what I pay in annual maintenance. You just can't. And I own it in perpetuity, and I'll transfer it to my kids one day and they'll have it forever. If they don't want it, they can sell it or they can rent it out in the pool. So that one I don't feel very bad about at all. And then when my husband was saying, I would like to buy you another week, because he knows I would love to have like 2 to 3 weeks in the summer that I can just spend by the beach. And so when I was thinking about it, I was like, well, I don't know. And it was literally like $400. It was $399. That included all the like title fees, closing costs, everything else. And we just had to pay the annual maintenance. And so here I am sitting in my fixed week. So this week will always be mine. It's week 28. And it happens to be at a resort called Ocean Landings. And that is the resort my dad loved. He loved the resort on Cocoa Beach, but Ocean Landings was really his favorite. It's an older resort. It's very casual, very laid back. But it just feels like home. So after he retired, my father retired, and he was, had his house where he had, been for many years. He sold his house and he moved up to Cocoa Beach, and he didn't want, even though he had timeshares, he didn't want to own anything. Now, in hindsight, I wish he would have bought a property and I would have been able to inherit that, but I did get, the one timeshare. So he rented and it was great because he had always wanted to live up here. And I find myself now desiring that eventually, or to have a second home here or some type of condo or beach residence. So right now we can afford a couple weeks of timeshare a year. And it is just amazing to say, I have this that I do every year. I look forward to it, right? So I was listening to some other podcasts today on the way up to Cocoa Beach because I said, how can I expect anybody to listen to my podcast if I'm not listening to theirs and supporting theirs? So I was checking out a few other podcasts, and this one guy was talking about depression and how when he doesn't have anything to look forward to, or things are kind of status quo for him, or he doesn't have any new challenges, he gets depressed. And I related to that for sure. So anyway, once I got over that causeway on the 520 and I was driving into Cocoa Beach and I could see the water, my mood definitely lifted and I was very excited. So it's great, first of all, to have 2 months, that you don't have to work the majority of June, and then of course all of July, and then like the first week of August, I don't have to work. So it's great to have that much vacation time, and we need it. We have to reset and rejuvenate and find something to light our soul on fire. So anyway, today what is lighting my soul on fire, a couple of things. This is just a bonus episode, just random content. And let me tell you, tomorrow on July 18th, I'm recording with an awesome person. I'm so excited. I will tell you who at the end of the podcast. We'll do a little teaser. But I'm really excited about it. So I'm also researching and watching some of his work because I'm very, 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 very jazzed about talking to him. He is on TV. So that is very exciting. So speaking of TV and things that are trending, well, today is, in fact, this day that I am recording. It is National Lottery Day. So hopefully you're feeling lucky. I don't know what the Powerball is up to. Let me research that for you guys right now. Let's see. What is the Powerball up to? And, the beauty of the internet and me recording while I'm at my computer is I can look right at it. Let's see. Powerball winning numbers for July 16th. Okay, so apparently there was a big jackpot last night. I did not play. I don't do the Powerball, the Mega Millions. I just feel like the odds are not with me because there's too many other states where people are playing. But anyway, the 17th is National Lottery Day. So if you're feeling lucky today, buy a scratcher or get a lottery ticket for your local contest. Okay, so in the news, we've got big news right now. We've got things that are trending. And so today, my episode is dedicated to one of my favorite power couples, and that would be Bennifer. So if you don't like J-Lo or Ben Affleck, I guess I will not be upset with you if you close this podcast. But please download it first so I can get download. So apparently J-Lo and Ben Affleck wed in a very super small ceremony after obtaining their marriage license in Vegas this weekend. So that is very exciting for them. Now, I predicted this when they got engaged. First of all, J-Lo says green is one of her favorite colors, and it's lucky. And I agree 100%. You will not see me in a casino if I'm not wearing any green, whether it's green earrings, a green bra, whatever the case may be. I always have some type of green on me. So her engagement ring was a ginormous green diamond, beautiful. But anyway, they had a super, super small ceremony, and I predicted from day one when they got engaged just very recently, they were not going to wait. They were not going to take any chances this time around. They found a second chance at love, and they were not going to wait. So apparently they didn't. So congratulations to them. But listen, none of us have a chance if we're in the same room as J-Lo. I don't care if you're Ben Affleck. I don't care who you are. You are not looking at anybody but her, okay? That woman is fit. She is stunning. I always say that she's probably one of those people who looks even more beautiful in person with or without makeup. So I did have a similar experience when I met Mariah Carey. I'm going to tell you that story right now because I am a little celebrity obsessed, but Mariah Carey is one of my favorite singers of all time, going way back to day one in the 90s and her original solo album. And when she started doing her Christmas shows at the Beacon in New York City, one of the greatest things I love about seeing shows in New York City is that if a celebrity is in a show, there are very good odds, okay, that you can possibly meet them at the stage door. That could be a whole episode in itself for me, but we're not going to be long today. This is just some bonus content. But there was a time when my husband bought me tickets to see the Mariah Carey Christmas show at the Beacon Theater. So we go to the show. It's amazing. And I'm like, well, this place has to have a stage door just like everywhere else. So, of course, right after the last song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, we fly out to the stage door. And supposedly, she had already left. We had, like, just missed her. She's, like, out really quickly. Now, whether it was a decoy or not, who knows, right? But there have been times in the past where I've stood around till 1 a.m. not believing the security people. And then all I did was waste 3 hours of my life. I'll never get back. So anyway, we started making it an annual thing. So my husband got us tickets for the last time that we saw her. And it was 2016. I'll never forget it because we took my son and my daughter and my husband. The four of us went to New York City. And we all had tickets. They were expensive. So we were in the balcony. But I said to my daughter, Isabella, I said, okay, this time we know what to do. We are going to leave when she first starts singing the last song. Because A, I've seen it before. B, we got to get to that stage door right away. We are not missing her this time. So, of course, it was like Operation Meet Mariah was in full effect. I was all sugared up on Sour Patch Kids, and we were very excited. We have funny videos. My daughter posted on Snapchat about it. So we were very excited. We run down, and people probably thought we were crazy because we were leaving in the last song, which is the song that you go to the Christmas show to see. But for us, it's Oh Holy Night because she just kills it. So it was right around the time when Mariah's World was debuting. It had just come out on VH1, and it was like the first week of episodes or teasers or promos were out for it. And so I get downstairs. We go to the stage door. Meanwhile, you know, it's December. So I just want you to know it's freezing outside in New York City. Okay. I'm not properly prepared for this because I'm from Florida and there's not enough clothes to keep me warm. So my daughter and I go right to the stage door and we go right up to the barricade. We are like one of the first 6 to 8 people standing outside. And there's this really tall guy behind us, and he's dressed in this like sequin Santa suit, and he's just is an attention getter. And it turns out his name is Bobby, and he is a lamb, and he is just one of her number one fans. And she knows who he is. She follows him on Instagram. So we were chatting it up. And I said, oh my gosh, I really hope she comes to the stage door. He goes, oh, she'll come because she knows me. She'll see me and know who I am. I said, oh, this is great. Now I have a tall guy in this sequiny Santa suit, or he had some kind of Christmas suit on. It was very, very, very flamboyant and flashy, and I was loving every minute of it. So anyway, he was standing behind me, and he's very tall, and then he had some vinyl that I guess he wanted her to sign. And then me and my daughter were at the front of the barricades. He was right behind us. So the show ends, and we're waiting, and nothing. And 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. Finally, my husband and my son come out, and they see that we are in prime position to meet Mariah, and he knows I am not leaving. This is happening, okay? So we're standing there. We're waiting and waiting and waiting. And then I see, like, you know, people from the orchestra come out, people from the band come out, backup dancers come out. And so we start chatting with the security people, and we're like, do you think she's going to come out? And they're like, yeah, she'll definitely come out, but we don't know if she's going to stop and talk to the crowd tonight. So I was like, okay, but at least we'll see her. So then we see Brian Tanaka, which at that point, we didn't know she was dating him because it hadn't aired on the show yet, because she was engaged to that billionaire guy. And so we see him and we see Rock and Roe, her children. So they go to the Escalade or whatever the black SUV was, and they're with the nanny and blah, blah, blah. So we're like, hey, Rock and Roe, blah, blah, blah. So then everybody's excited. Everybody starts getting, you know, excited with, you know, screaming and waiting for her and anticipation of her coming out. And then it happens. And she starts walking to go right to the car. And the crowd's like absolutely not having it. They're like, Mariah, get over here, blah, blah, blah. So she goes to the other side because there was two sets of barricades kind of parallel. And then the walkway from the stage door. If you've ever been to a Broadway show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's barricades on both sides. And then they have to keep the sidewalk clear for regular, normal people who are not stalking to pass by. And then obviously the people who are in the show need to leave and like go home. I'm always fascinated that these people are in Broadway shows and they just ride their bike back to their apartment like it's no big deal. I'm like, you were in a Broadway show just now. You sang and danced on stage. No big deal. Oh, I'm just leaving my job at Wicked and I'm going to just ride my bike back to my apartment. For us regular people, it's a huge deal. So I'm always fascinated by that lifestyle, the city life. All right. So then Mariah goes to the other side and is going to walk back to the car. And our side was like, absolutely not. And Bobby was especially not having it because she knows who Bobby is. So lo and behold, she comes over and I go into just complete fangirl mode. I flipped out. Meanwhile, my son and my husband were at Starbucks because they were freezing. So my son, we were actually not even married at that point. We were just engaged. But my husband took my son to Starbucks to get a hot chocolate. So it was about 2 hours we were waiting for her. But when she did finally come over, I went into complete fangirl mode. And I was just like, I didn't know what to do with myself. Because what do you say to the person that you have idolized and admired and have been inspired by? I mean, just the musical genius, the lyrics alone, when you're going through a breakup, I mean, Mariah is there for you. So what do you say to that person? Well, let me tell you what I said to that person. So here's Mariah Carey, and back to my original point, looking absolutely stunning. That woman is flawless in person. She is beautiful. So I imagine that J-Lo, it would be a similar situation. So not me fangirling, but just thinking she just looks so great. And I just look at her and I'm like, she is absolutely stunning. And when I do post the video of this, because when I get back to school, I'll be in my regular studio with all my equipment and I will load these episodes into Final Cut Pro and you'll see the video because I use Riverside FM for the studio that captures video and audio. And I will put up a picture. I might even edit in the video of me fangirling. It's very embarrassing, but it is in fact in existence. So anyway, so I'm fangirling. And so in my moment, I'm captivated by her beauty. She's just stunning in person. And I say to her, Mariah, I saved up all year. I'm a teacher. And we always come to New York for your show. Total lies, because I didn't save up. My husband put it on his credit card. He bought me tickets. But, you know, here I'm trying to get, like, her attention. So we try to tug at the heartstrings a little bit. I'm like, I'm all the way from Florida, which was true. And I'm so excited to meet you. And I'm like, can I have a hug? I'm like, can I have a hug? And she goes, darling, you'll foil my hair. So I just want you to know, this was the first of many rejections of celebrity. The first of many celebrity rejections. We will talk about them over the course of this series. But I was officially rejected. Getting back to my original point, Mariah was stunning in person. Her skin was flawless. She was absolutely beautiful. And when I was watching the socials later that night, she went out to dinner. She was still in New York City. She was still out to dinner partying. I could have totally probably followed her around. But at that point, you know that you're not going to get in the inner circle. You're not going to go VIP. You're not going to be eating dinner with her. Go enjoy your family. So that's what we did. Anyway, fun times. And so I can only imagine that if I ever met J-Lo, that she would be a stunning beauty in person as well. And that is the only person in the room, right? Okay, you could have like all these supermodels and a crowd full of people and everybody's looking at J-Lo. So Ben Affleck, back to him, her now husband, congratulations. He is one of my all-time favorite actors. So obviously there was no hope I was ever going to be with Ben Affleck or ever even meet him. I've never even had a chance to meet him because I've never been in a situation or I don't think he's done any Broadway that I could stalk the stage door at. And as far as having movie premieres, you know, those are usually not made very public ahead of time. So I really haven't had the opportunity to meet him. So I thought today I'm going to record for about another 5 minutes. I would go through his IMDb and take a journey back, a fun look back at how he got his start and how I started noticing him, because he is one of my favorites of all times. And like they always say, who is your celebrity crush? Who is your celebrity hall pass? I love Ben Affleck. I think he is extremely handsome. And those early J-Lo years, he never looked better. She had him looking so sharp with clean cut, clean shaven, wearing all the designer clothing. Never did he ever look better than that first time around. And then I still think he looks great today. But the very first time that I saw him and I didn't know who he was in that little after school special that he did. So if you look at his IMDb page, I think I said that right, IMDb. He was in an after school special about steroids and steroid usage. And I loved that show. I used to love those after school specials. I just thought they were great. Apparently he was a baseball fan at Fenway Park in Field of Dreams. And don't yell at me, but I've never seen that movie Field of Dreams. I probably should watch that one. Okay. But where he sealed the deal for me, two places that Ben Affleck stole my heart. So Chasing Amy and Clerks. Now I don't know. Forget Pearl Harbor and all that. We haven't even gotten there yet. We're talking early Ben Affleck career. Clerks, definitely. And it's funny because I remember watching Clerks with my now husband. We knew each other years and years ago when we were just hanging out. We watched Clerks one time and I was like, oh my God, I love Ben Affleck. He's adorable. Chasing Amy. That's where I totally, totally fell in love with Ben Affleck. And then it just snowballs from there. Obviously, Good Will Hunting, and that very much put him on the map. Armageddon. Who didn't want to be Liv Tyler in Armageddon? Okay, come on. Can I just get cast in a movie to be an extra in the same room with Ben? Let's see. What else? Pearl Harbor. Don't even get me started on how handsome he looked in Pearl Harbor. I can't with the heart palpitations. And I think that was right around the time he was with J-Lo when they first were together. So maybe that's why he was so clean cut and looking so good, but unbelievable. Then there was another, it's funny, on his IMDb, it says Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block music video short. He plays the boyfriend. Okay, Paycheck. I loved that movie, Paycheck. I thought that was such a good movie and so well done. I have not seen Clerks 2. Let's see. Where else was he? Oh, Argo. That was a good one. I'm telling you, if you ever just want to fangirl over somebody that you love, go back to their IMDb page and it brings so many good memories back. But yeah, Clerks and Chasing Amy were what did it for me. it sealed the deal. Apparently there's a Clerks 3 coming out, which I was not aware of. So just so you know, on the IMDb page, there are upcoming productions that are not finished yet. But this says that Clerks 3 is completed. The Flash is in post-production right now, and he will be in The Flash. There's an untitled Nike / Ben Affleck and Matt Damon project in post-production right now. Something called Hypnotic, Witness for the Prosecution, and an untitled Accountant sequel. So we've got some more Ben Affleck to look forward to. I loved that little journey down memory lane. And I think at some point I will watch Chasing Amy when I'm on vacation just to take a little look back. It was one of my favorites. All right. Anything else trending? Let me tell you, I have one last thing I'm going to wrap up with. Okay. First of all, I saw that Wendy Williams show is ending. And I love a good just conversational, hot gossip, not anything mean-spirited or anything that is, you know, not inclusive. I'm talking about not to hurt anybody, but just fun gossip like, you know, oh my God, that hair color, really, why didn't she just stay her natural brunette? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Harmless. But anyway, Wendy Williams, supposedly her show is ending, and I thought I read something that said she is not going to even appear in the final episode. Like, what is that all about? I don't know. Let's see what I can find on this one. I enjoyed the Wendy show, the how you doing, and I always loved how she interacted with the audience and she called everybody her co-hosts. Apparently, Wendy Williams says that she sat in her New York apartment and watched the final show. But here's the thing about Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams could get on a podcast. Wendy Williams could live stream on StreamYard on YouTube. Wendy Williams could start again and have her own thing. The sky's the limit for her because she's a somebody. She has a following, unlike me, who's a nobody. But that's okay. All right, so good luck to Wendy Williams. The bottom line is we hope she's healthy and happy. That is the most important thing, especially when you have to go through all your trials and tribulations and all your struggles being famous in the public eye. It cannot be happy. All right, it cannot be healthy. It cannot be easy. That's what I was going to say. All right, now I'm going to just tease the next episode because tomorrow I'm recording with an amazing person. All right, are you ready to know who is going to be my next official guest? Da, 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 da. All right. So if you are living in South Florida, you might know of a little TV show called Inside South Florida. And the host of Inside South Florida is Jason Carter. And Jason Carter is going to be my next guest on Live Laugh Lydia. I do not know him, but I saw him with Drew from Y100. I saw a video they did together, a clip from something, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love his energy. I need to interview him. And I love what he does for a living. And I kind of want to take his job or co-host with him. So that is the next episode of Live Laugh Lydia. I will be talking to Jason Carter, and we are going to find out all about his career, how he got his start, and his current job with hosting a TV show inside South Florida. So I'm really, really, really excited to talk to him, and that we are recording tomorrow. So if you're keeping track, that episode will be published. Let's see. Let's look at the calendar. You can expect to hear my Jason Carter episode hopefully this Wednesday the 20th if all goes well. If not, it'll be the 27th. All right, everybody. Make it a great day. Have the best day ever. Just be happy. Be healthy. And just be kind. Be good people. Don't be assholes. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. And wherever you are in the world, cheers to you for all the best health, wealth, and happiness. See you next time on Did We Just Become Best Friends?